The first reading today, St. Paul talks about the fact that God had made a promise to Abraham, and that promise was to Abraham and to a single offspring. The problem is, in English, offspring is both singular and plural. We see the same problem in the book of Genesis. We hear that there would be enmity between the woman and the serpent, between her offspring and his. Once again, we have that problem, because what is there is a singular male offspring. But in English, it doesn't necessarily translate that way. And so we need to be able to recognize what God is doing. He promised us that there would be one particular woman who was going to give birth to a male child. As time went on, God made a promise to Abraham. Now, of course, it is going to appear, if we look at it on the surface, that that promise is fulfilled in Isaac. But it wasn't. The promise was fulfilled only, of course, in our Lord. You'll see the same thing with David. It would appear that what was promised to David was promised, was fulfilled in Solomon, but that was not the case. So over and over again, we see this same pattern. And again, you'll see it in Isaiah, that a virgin will be with child and give birth to a son. And so again, people would think that that was Hezekiah's daughter that was going to give birth. It would appear on the surface that it was all taken care of, but it was not. It wasn't for another 700 years after that that what God had promised was fulfilled. So we have to always be able to look and see what God is doing and recognize that because also you are baptized into our Lord Jesus, that what was promised about him is true for you. That's the astounding thing. So there is a singular offspring that is spoken of. And yet at this point, there are millions and millions of people who are members of that one male offspring. In that case, it doesn't matter if we're male or female, we're all members of Jesus Christ. And because we're members of Jesus Christ, everything that is said of him, everything promised of him, is said of us and is promised to us. So St. Paul talks about, of course, the point of faith. So just being baptized into Christ isn't going to be sufficient. It's necessary, but not sufficient. We have to have that faith. We have to be able to put into practice what it is that we promised on the day that we were baptized. Because we were baptized into the covenant, we were baptized into the person of Jesus Christ, we became sons and daughters of God because we became a member of the Son of God, the only Son of God, which is why you have a participation in the divine nature, which is why you share divine life if you are in the state of grace. So we have this immense dignity, as we've talked about before, that God gave to us in creation. That is shared with every human person on the face of the earth. But because of our baptism, we have now been elevated to a supernatural level of acting and being. So we now have a dignity which is far, far greater even than what we had. So we look at all of these different things, and what a struggle for us it is because of our sinfulness and because of the weakness of our minds and our lack of faith, that we have trouble, first of all, having faith in our Lord Jesus, having faith in the promises that God had made and seeing how they're fulfilled. And then we have trouble accepting our own dignity as human persons. And then we have even more trouble accepting our dignity as sons and daughters of God, as members of Jesus Christ. And so it all connects in the sense that if we don't have faith in Jesus Christ, how can we have faith in what God has promised to us? We all say that we want to go to heaven, and yet we don't have faith. How can we? If we don't believe in the only means to be able to get to heaven, because he said, I am the way. No one comes to the Father except through me. Well, we all know that. Except when our faith isn't there, what do we think we're going to do? Stand before him on the day of judgment and have him say, well, you didn't believe in me really anyway, and you didn't really care, and you wanted to live like a pagan, but come on in because you gave me lip service. Because you were baptized when you were a baby, so you're automatically in. It doesn't work. St. Paul said it very clearly at the end of the reading. For those who have faith in Jesus Christ. And again, that's not just a generic kind of, oh yeah, I guess I kind of sort of believe in Jesus, I guess. No, that means embracing it, living it, recognizing your dignity as a member of Jesus Christ. If you have faith in who he is, then you need to be able to accept what God has made you, who God has made you to be. And now we need to live it. That's not just for somebody in a monastery. That's not just for all those holy people. That's for you. Because God is calling you to be holy. He's calling you to be his own son or daughter. He's calling you to be a saint. It's not for everyone else. It's for you and me. And for everyone else too. But don't count yourself out. Instead, look at the promises that God has made and look at how he has fulfilled them. And then look at yourself. And look at the promises God has made, and look at how he continues to fulfill them.